So I've received multiple tweets about the game that we just played, Bergman's dreamed up game.
Yeah, you know what?
A lot of
learn
people,
the people.
Richard R. says this game stinks. We know none of these people. Reggie Silva tweets, someone tell Greg Bergman, tell me why Greg Bergman thought it was a good choice to play a game of people we don't know.
Well, you're going to learn all of them. You're going to meet all of them at the events, and then you're going to know who these people are. Yeah. And it's going to be okay.
Well, I think, though, that what was interesting about that game was that it was even because neither Mason nor Ireland knew who any of these people were. And just like everybody who else was listening, they don't know who these people are either. That was kind of the beauty of the game is everybody was at ground zero.
Exactly.
Do you, you're acting like you know these people.
Oh, no, I don't know any of them.
Oh,
none
right.
of them.
Yeah.
No.
You know none of them either.
No, I knew Sam.
Yeah, I know
he's
Sam.
The boss.
I know
okay.
I knew Justin Scheffler.
I don't know that person.
Yeah, he's our sales manager.
Oh, no, I do know Justin. I didn't know that was his last name.
Yeah, Shiflin.
I know Kevin.
You don't even know Kevin. You just keep mentioning Kevin. You don't know a Kevin.
No, I do know Kevin.
How about Matt? We all know Matt.
We all know Matt. I'm telling you, we saw his handiwork, played a great left field, and hit a bomb in our back. You know, Ireland, we hit back-to-back-to-back home runs in the 7-10 All-Star game, which was, like, the most dramatic thing in the – it was
– What pitcher allowed back-to-back-to-back home runs?
You're talking to him. You're looking right at him.
There you go.
Cap, why didn't you give yourself the hook after the third home run?
Well, first of all, a couple reasons. The first of it was because we still had the lead in the game, believe it or not.
Oh.
So we gave up the back-to-back-to-back home runs, and I think at that point we were still leading 8-5 maybe, something like that. And then the second reason why I didn't give myself the hook is because we never prepared to have somebody else pitch. Which was really dumb on our part.
Yeah, we were in that situation because Momo couldn't pitch a whole game.
Yeah, and then you went out and got yourself a ringer.
All I did was I said, I'll just grab somebody. How about that guy?
No,
and he told me his name was Ron, and we ended up sticking him in the game.
Oh, so you didn't know who Ron was?
Had no idea.
Got it.
He was some guy in the sales department. I said, hey, you, can you relieve Ramona? He goes, oh, I'll try. And then he showed up and he did.
Turns out, little did we know, this guy knows what he's doing. This guy has some kind of reverse spin that had Kirk Morrison pop the ball up rather than hit it out of the
Ireland,
park.
Ireland. Ron Mitchell, one of our sales guys, he takes takes softball like a claw, right? And then he releases it really, really high with some backspin, and it really confused these guys. So, yeah, I got lucky in picking Ron.
Yeah.
Lucky. Next year we should have a draft.
It's not a bad idea. A draft is a good call. But how about this? We have a draft. But then we're each able to bring in one additional player telling anybody.
Oh.
Yeah. And then that person shows up, whoever he or she may be, and we brought that person in unbeknownst to the other team.
I like it.
Well, the drama.
The Ron trick. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we were talking earlier. You heard the bad news about Mike Trout?
When you say the bad news, you mean this
rare spinal
issue?
Thing? Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I've heard it.
Now, does that affect, in your mind, the decision to trade Shohei Ohtani?
It does. Now, for me, what it means is now you can't trade Ohtani. Whereas for other people, for other people, it's like, no, because you're stuck with injured Trout, now you have to trade Ohtani. You see the difference?
Like, yes.
Like, on one hand, it's like, okay, so you got to get rid of Ohtani because you're stuck with Trout, and you got to go get everything you can get for Ohtani. But on the other hand, it's like, why would I trade Ohtani? He's what people pay to come see.
Yeah, you've got to give the people something they want. You got to give them a show. It is an entertainment, as John Ireland would like to say, it is a star-driven town.
Right.
Star effing driven town. There you go. Yeah, you got to give the people something. Do you guys believe in the Loch Ness monster?
I do.
How come we didn't get the Seinfeld thing there?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that was a pretty dramatic switch.
Right. Big left turn.
Yeah. So the Loch Ness monster. Thank you. It's a doubly. Big turn. So the Loch Ness monster. This is interesting. So I've always. And this is a 100% true story, not making this up. My very first trip to Europe, I was probably 19 years old. And I said, I want to go to Loch Ness. And so I flew to London Gatwick. I got a car. I drove to Loch Ness. And I went out on a boat on Loch Ness, hoping to see the Loch Ness Monster or some sighting of it. Now, the official Loch Ness Monster Register shows that there have been 1,141 official Loch Ness sightings over the years. Is it possible that there is a creature living at the bottom of Loch Ness?
Of course it's possible. Haven't you seen all the pictures? Google Loch Ness Monster and see what comes up. That thing's down there, man.
That thing is down there. Hell yeah, it is.
So one scientist has come out, a British scientist, and says it's plausible thanks to a recent fossil discovery. Fossils of small plesiosaurus, long-necked marine reptiles from the age of dinosaurs, have been found in a 100-million-year-old river system that is now the desert, meaning that these species could survive in fresh water. Yeah, isn't that a weird reason to go to Europe? The very first thing I wanted to see was like, it's like the most immature thing in the world. I want to go see the Loch Ness Monster. That was my first trip to Europe.
Is this your lie of the day?
No, it's 100% true.
Is this as true as when you were talking earlier today about doing above and beyond what the contract calls for and listening to every broadcast of every show just to kind of hear the good and the bad?
Yes.
Kind of the way Kyler Murray is being told he has to watch 4 hours of film, and you actually said, quote, "I've never told this story on the air, but I actually listen to every show every day."
Yeah, it's true. I do.
So this Loch Ness thing is in the same truth category as the "I listen to every show" thing.
Mm-hmm. You're on to me. It's true.
Yeah.
Are you ever critical of yourself after a show, Cappy?
Oh, my God. How about every day?
I would think no. I think you just...
Oh, no. I'm the worst.
Are you the worst?
I'm the worst.
Are you worse than me?
How long does it take you to get over each show?
Wow.
Usually it takes me a good until about 4:20.
What happened?
Oh, okay.
About 4:20. Like that.
What happens at 4:20, DeMarco?
What's up, Cap?
Yo.
What happened?
Hate it, bro.
What happened today?
Oh, nothing.
What do you think about?
I was just asking because a lot of times after the show, I'll get really self-critical. I'll be like, "Yeah, I should have done that. That was a terrible bit. Why did we do that? Why did we take that call?"
You didn't ask like a silly question.
No.
Interview. Oh,
no,
okay.
No. Oh. It was. And by the way, DeMarco Farr joins us. Yeah, no, it's just like the level of, like, you probably walk out of here, DeMarco, like, no big deal.
If I feel bad about something, if I asked, like, a silly question, you know, like, ask LeBron about his hairline or something like that, and you got mad, then I would think about it. But no, what's not clear? You know what I mean?
See, I always think, now, the difference between me and Ireland is Ireland walks away, and you don't really think about the show again.
Right.
And I go home, and I obsess about the show. I'm like, damn, I should have done this, and I should have said that, and all that kind of stuff. Cappy, you're like that? You're self-critical?
Yeah, I mean, wait, so I would love to be more like John Ireland.
Me too.
John, can you really do that? Like, let's just say hypothetically, John.
Right.
You know, you're like, you know what? Today's show just was not good. I wasn't on it. Bergman's right. I didn't ask interesting questions. You know, whatever.
Wow.
Shots.
If you feel like you haven't done a good job or the show was no good, do you literally walk out of the studio and go, like a golf shot, got to let it go, got to get on to the next one? Do you do that?
Most days I do that. Like yesterday, I was unusually candid and mean, and I had to apologize to Morales and to Amanda. And so yesterday would be an example of a show I carried with me.
Yeah, Ireland kind of detonated yesterday during Supercross talk.
This was early Supercross talk, right?
Not the one with you.
Because I got to tell you, you know, Morales called into the show yesterday evening. This was about 6:30 in the 6:15, and he was going off on you.
Really?
Yeah, and I
deserved it.
Why? What'd you do?
I don't know what he said, but I deserved it.
He said he's putting you in the same bucket as Michael Thompson, where he's mad at you for not wanting to do things outside of the radio station.
Right, yeah. I don't know if Chris and I can get back to where we were.
You mean you're not already TFFs anymore?
Sure you can.
We'll see.
Mace, this might be the first nominee for the 2023 Mandy's Beef of the Year.
Could be. Wow. Yeah, we'll see where it goes. Yeah.
Second nominee, Cappy.
Why, what was the first one?
Me.
Oh, the first one was you versus the guys,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, yes, you versus us. Yeah,
that's my beef. That's my beef.
Yeah, that's a good beef.
That's a good beef. DeMarco, you got any beefs around here?
I have no beef. Yeah. No. I'm Prop Joe. Yeah, I'm cool
Prop
with everyone.
Prop Joe, I love that.
I'm cool with everyone, yeah.
Sometimes I've decided I'm going to start, I heard your promo, Cap, I'm going to start using the word sus. That's really sus.
Sus is a great word.
It is.
What is it short for?
Suspicious.
Suspect. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like suspect. Right.
Yeah,
right.
Sus.
Sketchy.
Right. Yep. Right. So I've been getting called sus a lot. So then I've been trying to deflect by calling everybody else sus more often.
Why
than
are they
not.
Calling you sus? What are you doing that's sus?
It's just literally everything I do. They're like, yo, man, that's sus. I'm like, is it?
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Like really? Like I'll give you an example.
Okay. Yeah, give us an example.
I'll give you an example. Like Laura's boyfriend, his name is Christian, right?
This is weird.
We call him the boo.
You're, Cap, you're kind of obsessed with Laura's boyfriend.
Yeah, this is just
weird. Let me tell you guys what happened.
He's a very handsome man.
Yeah, he's cool.
See, he's a good-looking guy.
Good guy.
Yeah, smells delicious, this guy.
Yeah, that's just
weird.
That's
sus. That's right weird. There.
That is sus. That makes you sus.
Smells delicious is an area you don't want to go where.
Well, Laura, why don't you tell the guys here what Christian plans on doing with a T-shirt?
No. That has been revoked. But because Cappy got on his good side, he was like, yo, I get it. Cap is cool. I'll let the whole delicious, I look good slide, right? He goes, I'm going to make him a shirt that says, I'm not sus. But then Cap just, you know, doesn't know when to stop.
So what do you do then?
I don't even remember.
I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you. I'll tell you what happened. So after Team Mace... Yeah. Defeated Team Cappy in the softball game 2 weeks ago.
Yes, sir.
We went to an after party because it was Laura's birthday.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And so her boo started dancing. And guys, I'm telling you right now, this guy's a professional dancer. This guy could be like in Janet Jackson's stage show.
Smells delicious and a great dancer?
Nice. Unbelievable. Nice. Unbelievable dancer. Mm-hmm. So now he's dancing and he's popping and he's doing all these moves, you know? Mm-hmm. And like I'm standing behind him trying to watch him to try and learn a couple of these things.
Yeah.
And Laura kind of looked over at me and she's like, yo, that's sus. I'm like, no, I'm trying
to
learn.
Was he staring? Yeah.
It's hardcore. Him and Morales were like just...
Okay.
Like eyeing him
well,
up.
Morales is just
that's
always
used to
sus.
It.
That's over the top. Yeah.
Sus is his game.
But that's like his bit, right?
That's
but
his
like,
bit, yeah.
Cab was literally like chilling in like not in the corner but close to like the wall and he was just like
Sus.
Totally sus.
And I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Cappy, I gotta go along with the people who call you sus. I think that's weird.
Well, maybe. I mean, maybe it is. Wow. I will tell you this, though. That night, that after party, after the softball game, we were at the Sunset Room. They had this burger. Guys, mm-hmm. I will contend to you right now. This is a top 10 all-time burger. It came out over... You don't believe me, but I'm going to tell you right now. Let me at least paint a picture for you. This burger came out, and it was cut in half, and then the halves were opened up so you could see the inside of it, so that it went Thousand Island dressing dripping down, lettuce, tomato, cheese, beautiful burger, perfectly prepared, underneath pickles and mayonnaise, which I wasn't expecting, but I didn't care. I was eating
nice
it anyway.
Surprise, sure.
And this burger was bussy.
Sounds like
It was bussy.
His burger was bussy.
Why, Cap? Why
okay, so I'm just going to tell you guys right now, you may think that's sus, but I'm telling you right now that burger was
just
bussy.
Ruined it.
Bussy.
Just messed it all
so
up.
Here's the weird, and I've brought this up before, and you guys don't believe me. I'm not making this up.
Okay.
I was not invited to the All-Star Game after party.
Not true.
100%. Nobody told me about it.
I think it was probably an oversight rather than an uninvited situation.
Do you think they wouldn't let you in, Mace?
I don't know.
You just would have rolled.
Yeah.
I used to crash parties all the time in this apartment building that I lived in Beverly Hills.
Yep.
If a party was going on, Lisa and I would just walk in. And nobody ever said no. You could have just gone.
You know right. what? But if you don't know about it, like I actually fault Laura because it was her birthday party and she never said, hey, I'm having a little birthday.
I don't think you should fault Laura.
First of all, it had nothing to do with me because Cappy been trying to put an after party together. All these different spots were thrown out there. And then Clinton goes, yo, it's your birthday. You pick something. I was like, no, bro, because there's like 15 of us. What restaurant? What place? It's just going to be like,
it's a good
okay,
question.
Yeah. Let me sit you. That's not going to happen with COVID protocols and all this other stuff. It's not going to happen. I said, look, just go to Briones and then everybody dispersed.
Yeah.
And everybody Googled the place and whoever showed up. So it's like, it wasn't really like me putting it together or anybody. It was like... It had been said on air, and the name had been said on air, so it was kind of an open listenership.
I'm curious, but who are you pointing that at, Mason?
Does it bother you when you don't get invited to things?
You keep saying I wasn't invited. Who are you talking to?
Everybody was invited except me.
Who was in charge of invites?
No one.
Briones.
No. Was it Briones?
Oh, okay.
It was Jorge? No, like Bergman, you were at the party.
I was not at the party.
Oh, you were
he
not?
Wasn't.
Did, no. he, did I, you choose not to, or were you not invited?
I mean, I wasn't. There was no formal invitation, but I had my kids, and they were asleep, so I had to take them home.
Oh, right, right, yeah. right. Yeah. No, I'm not saying I would have gone. I just, like.
Jesus, Mace.
It's nice to get an invitation.
That's what it's a trap.
Nice to mention. I mean, I'm just saying I'd be there.
I think that it was, again, it was an open, because even Greg, like Momo heard when we were like, yo, this is my... Amanda's like, absolutely not. I'm tired. I'm going home. Like, yeah. whatever you guys do, whatever you guys end up, I'm just tired. You know, she had back.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw a party just for us at my house.
Just for who?
Just for the team here. All of our
people. That's nice of you.
People.
That's really sweet of you.
When you say all of our people, do you mean like...
Like the team, you know, Lauren, Taylor, and Emily, and Travis, and Sliwa, and you, and Sedano, and...
She down.
Everybody, just us.
But when are you going to do that?
I'll do it this month. I'll do it sometime this
month. Why don't
month,
you do right? it? Let me make a suggestion. You
yeah.
ready?
Yeah.
Why don't you do it on September 5th?
No.
No way. Are you kidding me? September 6th is the opener for the Rams, and September
7th.
No,
no, no. no. September 8th is the opener for the Rams, and September 9th is the golf tournament. So Monday is Labor Day. It's a day off, and you were supposed to have a party last year for Labor Day.
Well, I mean, think about it. They couldn't do it then. But you're right. Labor Day might be a good option this time.
Because Labor Day is my last big day, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. And then you got to get, then you got to tighten up the act.
Right.
Didn't you have a day last month that mm-hmm. was supposed to be the last day?
This month.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
Well, you know what I always say? There's always a good time to reboot your life.
That's right. Yeah. Time for a reboot.
All right. Hey, that's it. Hey, oh, coming up for you is more of this.
more of some of this stuff?
This is what I've grown accustomed to on my drive home every day.
Yeah.
I like just the general goofing around with some sports. It's a perfect recipe.
Awesome.
It's my favorite show. So we're back tomorrow at 1. Coming up next for you, Shidano. And Cappy with DeMarco Farr in for George. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
No one.
Yeah. 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 Come on. Bang, bada, bum. Yeah, come on, DeMarco. Do, da, da, ding. Yeah. Bing, bada, bing. Put the dick, dick, a dome, bada, bum. Put the bop, put the dome, bada, bum.
I know what I like most about you.
Bum, bing, bum.
It's a little cap dance.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Put the dick, dick, a dome.
Ding, ding, ding.
Put the bop.
Sunshine! I love the song. Oh, man. What's up, baby?
Yo, what up?
Nothing. I was doing the cap dance the other day.
I love it.
You've seen it. Everybody in this room has seen the cap dance. When that song comes on and he starts doing this.
Yeah.
That, you know, looking left to right.
Yeah.
I call it the cap dance.
Yeah. Little air bass for you.
There
you
know? It is. What's going on, Big?
Yo, my man, you missed such a great time on Tuesday night, and I want to run something by you. Let me tell you what we did. So Beto Duran took us on a Taco Tuesday tour in East L.A.
Yeah.
We went to 3 different pop-up taco stands.
Wow.
DeMarco, you'd have been so proud of me, man. I had 11 tacos Woo. And 1 tostada.
No way. Nice. Yep. That's a good start.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Laura drove us all around. Funchy came with
Laura,
us as well.
Laura, you drove?
Oh, yeah.
I was DD.
I'm hot. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was the case. Oh, heck yeah, I would have went. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So now it sparked a concept. Let me throw this by everybody. And DeMarco, I definitely need you to tell me what you think about this. Concept. Here goes. You ready? What if during the football season on Tuesdays we do the Taco Tuesday tour, and every Tuesday we pick new taco places that we're going to go to? Just two of them. We don't need to get to three of them because it gets later into the evening.
Yeah, yeah.
But two different taco tour stops every Tuesday. We tell everybody in advance we're going to be here, and then we're going to be here. And then we actually all caravan from place to place.
Oh, love it.
Supporting these families and these local businesses and getting out and doing a whole bunch of stuff inside the community. I mean, pure grassroots kind of stuff. What do you think about the Taco Tuesday tour?
Oh, it seems like it already should have been law by now. Yeah, absolutely.
Law.
No doubt. Yeah, I mean, we get all the tacos we can eat. Is that how it works? Because 11's nothing. I'm sure I can out-eat everyone in tacos.
What do you think is a realistic number if you had gone to three different taco pop-ups? Because I went 5, 2 tacos tostada,
nice,
and then 4 tacos to finish it all off. What do you think your average is?
At least 20, and that's just for appetite. If we're competing, think Joey Chestnut.
Ooh, okay.
We're going. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. But at 20. Least 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the first stop I had 5. I could have easily had like 7 or 8, and then giving me a little bit. By the way, next time, I'm just going to caution everybody. You ready?
Yeah.
Next time, I'm not wearing jeans with a belt.
There you go.
Next time, I'm wearing sweatpants with an elastic waistband and a tie.
Oh, rookie mistake. Yes,
well,
sir.
So I can really expand.
Yeah. Funch, can you eat? You're a skinny dude. Can you eat?
I can eat. I can eat, but I didn't eat that much that night.
Super fast metabolism. Okay.
Yeah, but yeah. I can eat. I can eat like 20 like you, man,
if
you put me to it.
Well,
yeah.
Let's go. I mean, at least 20. That's where I'm just starting to get, you know, we're starting to scratch it there. Absolutely.
I felt I overate.
That's the point, isn't it?
I had 3.5.
Really? Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm definitely going with you next.
DeMarco, I'm going on a major crash diet on September 6th.
Yeah, what is this?
The first week of the football season, when it kicks off, what I'm going to do is I'm going to finish up this month, the month of August, as we get ready to go into August. I'm going to give up all my vices in life for the month of September, from September 6th until probably like October 6th.
What are you giving up? Ice cream? What?
No, no.
Tequila?
Like booze.
Yeah?
All booze. No drinking for
a month. Lendell White diet. No tequila. Yeah.
No drinking.
Yeah.
And it is going to take tremendous discipline by me because I got trips planned. I got to go see my son play college football. I got to go to some NFL games. It's going to take a lot out of me to not do any drinking of any kind. No cannabis products of any kind, DeMarco.
Wow.
No edibles, no vapes, no smokes. No.
Why that? Just for health or just
because?
With the food?
Because here's the deal. The reason I can never lose weight, no matter how much I run, no matter how much I get on my Peloton, no matter
munchies.
How much I lift. Yeah, I overeat every time.
Drink water. You can beat that. Yeah.
Right. So I'm going to give it all up in the month of September, starting
Poor
on
guy.
September 6th. I'm giving it all up.
Poor guy.
Because finally I got to lose this weight. But
you know what? Try the intermittent fasting. It works. I've been doing it for a month now. Just get on a schedule. Don't eat after 7.
Really? And how's it going for you?
Great. Body feels great. I'm dropping pant sizes and getting back to normal. Whatever I put on is coming off.
Really?
Try
all
that.
Intermittent fasting?
Look that up. Look up that intermittent fasting. So I eat from 11 to 7. That's
it. I know about it, you know, and Sedano swears by it, but I don't believe anything Sedano tells me, so I just, you know, I refuse to buy into it.
I got it. I got on the program. The Rams are on. Some of the trainers and the nutritionists. It's the greatest thing going. It's basically just discipline, man. Just don't eat after 7 o'clock.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
Yeah, let your body burn it off. So, yeah, I mean, don't deprive yourself of having fun. Just, you know, put yourself on a schedule. You'll be fine.
Nobody's applauding this effort. Like, hey, nice job, man. Way to give up your vices.
No, I'm happy for you. I'm never going to tell you that. But good for you. But I just, you know, you're gonna miss that stuff. And that's
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Tuesday is going to be my cheat day. Because on Taco Tuesday tours, that's going to be my cheat day where I put down like 20 tacos.
Can we do it? What's his name? Oh, my God. I can't. Oh, I don't want to say his character. The guy that's in movies. Danny Trejo. Doesn't he still do tacos? No.
Trejo's Tacos?
Yeah, Trejo's. No? Okay.
Don't go.
Why? That's my man.
I'm sorry.
He's at every Rams game.
But they're not good.
Really?
That's dude. That's my guy.
I'm sorry.
Please
you want me to
lie? Please don't disparage Danny. I haven't tried him yet.
Okay.
I don't know.
Say that to his face, too.
Look.
You won't do that. That's the scariest dude on the planet.
Seriously.
Look, I rather
Machete?
Go. Machete? Like, even Briones loves guisados. Like, it's cool. They're good. They're like, all right, cool. But, like, I rather go to places that we went to on Tuesday. Like, I feel like the tacos are better.
Can we just throw it in? Can we throw in Trejo's Tacos?
Yes, we can.
Okay,
I mean,
thank you.
But is he a pop-up place or is he a store?
No,
it's a real restaurant or a real store.
Yeah.
I think it's on La Brea.
There's a few.
These are pop-ups, like Tacos Don Cuco.
Yeah, like these are pop-up, local, like very mom-pop stuff. You know what I mean? It's not
are
like
you hating
store.
On Danny, man?
My
he's
God.
He's a Rams fan. He's
I'm
awesome.
Not. That's I'm married the Rams cat. Last season. And that's dope. But right. I'm just saying we out here supporting more local stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's, right, Cappy?
Well, I mean, that's what it was on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
So... You know,
all right, I'm down. Absolutely. Taco Tuesday, that's my joint. But dude, good luck. Absolutely.
Taco Tuesday tour. And by the way, DeMarco, the reason this all came up is because after we did it, you know, a lot of times people talk about stuff on the air and then they never really do it.
Yeah.
We actually got off the air, got in the car, went on this tour in East L.A., and then all the community, the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust community, they were like, wait a second, I want to come. And people were showing up because they were seeing what was going on social media. So I can see... like 25 cars in a line.
Yeah.
You know, we may need a police
it's
escort.
Like an episode of Swingers.
Like Swingers, right?
Yeah. Right, exactly.
This party's dead
exactly.
anyway.
Exactly like Swingers. We're all going to... What was the name of the bar they all went to?
Oh,
the Dresden.
The
Dresden.
With the band.
Yeah,
with
the Dresden, right?
Yeah,
right.
The husband-wife band, yes.
Yeah, six people all in six individual cars. But yeah, DeMarco, like an NFL football team,
yeah.
We're going to probably need a police escort. Police in the front,
ooh.
Police in the back. Take us through traffic lights, pull people over and get them out of the way. We're going to need a Taco Tuesday tour police escort.
I'm in. I'm not sure if they're going to do that for us, but yeah, I'm down. Absolutely.
All right.
As long as we have, if Laura's driving, I'm down. If I don't have to drive anywhere, just go and eat, I'm good.
Yeah, it helps.
I got you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it helps a lot.
Because I will go into a food coma.
I know, dude. Not only did I go into a food coma, we got done. We had to drive back to LA Live. I then drove Chris Morales down to the train station right by Angel Stadium and then continued on to my home, which is in South LA.
Wow. God bless you. I hope you had coffee. Hey, what happened with Ireland? I've never heard Mason describe. What did he say? He detonated? What happened? What did I miss?
I think what you may have missed, and guys, check me on this, but I think what happened was yesterday on Super Crosstalk between Mason and Ireland and Travis and Sliwa, there was a conversation. You see, Clinton Yates has been on the air this week. Have you heard about Camp 710?
I did. I think it's a fantastic idea.
Okay, well, therein lies the problem. See, Clinton Yates comes on the air and sells this concept, and many of us were like, this is such a great idea. We love it. Because all of a sudden, DeMarco, for a radio station where everybody was always at each other's throats, something's changed. I don't know what it is. Since the Mandy's,
you know what it is.
Something has changed around here, and everybody loves everybody all of a sudden. So now Clinton wants to do Camp 710, where everybody goes out and, has like a day of camp.
Yeah.
And we all thought it was a great idea, and I think what happened was Ireland was like, no. I'm not doing that.
Oh, wow.
I think.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I think that's what happened.
What was his stance? He wants to keep it, separate or what?
I don't know exactly, other than, John, I think, is like, hey, I'm contracted to work between 1 and 4 p.m. You don't need me to be out there water skiing at 6:30 in the evening.
Okay, fair enough. I think that's why we like Ireland. He's about the business, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool, though.
Yeah, I guess everybody was giving him a hard time yesterday. Oh. I mean, Morales was giving him a hard time.
So he detonated. Yeah, wow, he blew up. That's twice.
In fact, I mean, Ireland said on the air, I was surprised to hear it, he said that he apologized to Morales and he apologized to Boss Amanda.
That's what I mean. Wow, I wish I would have heard the rant. Maybe I can hear the rant at some point. I like a John Ireland that detonates. I want to hear that. I want to hear what that sounds like.
All you have to do is go on to the brand new ESPN LA app.
Okay.
And it's all there for you.
Oh, okay. I'll check it out. I got to hear the rant. I want to hear that. Yeah,
yep.
That's good stuff.
Super crosstalk from yesterday.
Wow. It's like Cooper Kupp blowing up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Somebody you don't expect to necessarily blow up.
Right. Absolutely. Yes,
sir. How are you and I going to convince Cooper Kupp?
To what?
That this beard's got to go.
You don't like the beard?
Do not like the beard.
What's wrong with the beard?
I think it makes him look a little slower.
Okay. It makes him look slower.
Right. Aerodynamically speaking, he could probably pick up about a millionth
he's got a helmet
second.
On, right?
Yeah.
You
know? About a millionth of a second he might be able to pick up.
He's got a helmet and a chin strap, so I don't think the beard's going to affect him.
I don't know, man. I love the guy. I love the player. I love the dude. I just don't love the beard.
I'm trying to think of it. Did you like Dan Fouts? He rocked a beard.
He did. Wasn't quite as long and as stringy. That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
Like, I don't Dustin Pedroia, didn't he rock a beard? Let's see, who else?
I mean, like James Harden, for example.
James Harden is rocking a beard.
Don't love it, but want to touch it.
Of course.
You know?
Are you saying that Harden can wear a beard, but Cup cannot? Like, no, what are we really saying here?
I don't love the big bushy beard on any of these dudes.
I saw him at the ring ceremony. He walked by me, and I thought he looked fantastic. I'm like, this dude looks like he's Hollywood.
So you know how everybody thinks I'm sus around here? Let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
If I see Cooper Cup at training camp when we go out there to broadcast, and I say, my man, I will never be able to grow a beard like you have. That is a real man beard. I'm jealous of that beard. Can I touch it?
That's sus.
Is it?
Yeah, I wouldn't advise that. Yeah, that's not a good thing.
See, I think guys who have bomb beards expect people to want to touch it.
Well, you're going to have to work for that one. I mean, you're going to have to be on your best cat behavior and make him love you.
Yeah.
Because remember, he doesn't know you.
Yeah.
You know, so make him love you and then start talking about the beard, bring it up again, and then maybe he'll let you touch it. But why do you want to touch his beard?
Because I can't grow one myself to feel what it feels like.
If he said, like, why do you want to touch my beard?
That
or
would be
no,
my explanation.
What would you say?
I'd say I understand you saying no, I get it. I understand you're not wanting somebody to touch, you know, my grubby hands in your beard. I understand that.
Would you say the same to Aaron Donald?
If Aaron Donald had a really killer beard?
If he had a beard, would you say, let me touch your beard?
I'd be like, AD, my man.
I guarantee you wouldn't be that.
Let me touch that beard. I got to touch that beard.
Right. Like an after practice interview when he's like got blood on his uniform.
Yeah. Well, okay. I don't want to touch it then. I want to touch it when he's coming out of the showers and he's already dressed.
That might be sus, right?
All right. DeMarco Farr is in. Stick around, everybody, because we're just getting going. You know, Kyler Murray has come out on the defensive about this whole contract situation and how embarrassing it seems to be. We're going to get to that story coming right up. DeMarco is in for Shedano. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
All right.
It's Candy Girl.
Yeah.
Hey.
Come on.
You know, I heard something funny. Maybe you guys have heard this before. Are you guys New Edition fans?
Hell yeah.
The whole
That's my gamut, group, man.
BBD and
oh,
Bobby Brown.
Oh, everything, everything.
Okay,
Bobby Brown's the king of R&B.
Remember Bobby when he had Every Little Step?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear a rumor that it's actually Ralph Tresvant singing that song?
No.
Or something.
I've never heard that.
There's actually two singers, two leads on that song.
No.
It's on YouTube or whatever. Yeah.
Like it was somebody, like a conspiracy theory or something?
Like Bobby was, you know, in Bobby land and he didn't show up and he couldn't record the song, so Ralph had to step in and record for him. You guys never heard that before?
No, never heard
that.
Okay.
That's some Milli Vanilli stuff right there.
Yeah, maybe I was just on a crazy website. I thought I heard that. Okay. Never mind. Anyway, go ahead.
God, I love that song, by the way. I haven't heard that song in a long time.
Candy Girl?
Yeah.
That changed my whole life. I couldn't wait when I heard it, when I heard his voice. I couldn't wait to see... Like, what face is this coming out of? You know what I mean? Yeah. Is this a 5-year-old?
Right. Guy, girl, black, white. Who is this person?
It captured my imagination. Absolutely.
Yeah. Man, I haven't heard that. I haven't heard that name. Not Bobby Brown. I haven't heard the band or the boy band you would call him. I haven't heard the name. You said BBD, Bell Biv DeVoe.
Yeah. Johnny Gill was a spinoff.
Yes.
Ralph had his own career. Yeah. I mean, isn't that what started it all with these boy bands? NSYNC, Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, you can
new
say
kids.
That. Yeah. New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
All for me, because of a New Edition.
Yeah. Same producers, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Same producers that New Edition had new Kids on the Block. Same mm-hmm. producers, same guy that put them all together.
Yeah, so that's your beginning. That's your origin story.
I loved the BBD thing that happened thereafter, though, because, you know, I used to love that song. Motown Philly back again.
That is not them.
Who is it?
Yeah, that's Boys to Men.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
It came from BBD, though.
It did. It was the B.
Yeah, the B.
The B came up. He discovered Boys to Men.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But I got you, Campy.
Wait, Boys to Men.
That's Boys to Men.
Did Motown Philly.
Yes.
And Belle Biv DeVoe. They weren't the same thing?
No. The B and Belle Biv DeVoe discovered Boys to Men. Mm-hmm. Michael
like
Bivins.
The Boys to Men was like BBD's disciples, basically.
Correct, yes.
See how I confused that? That's not that far off.
And ABC, BBD.
Oh, yeah, yes, that's right.
Who was the white group in that video?
ABC, BBD.
The what?
There was a white group.
I don't even think they put out a song.
Not a single song.
A single song. It just looked good in the video.
Right, they rounded it out. Wow. No, that was Boys to Men. That's a different group.
Yeah, I love Boys to Men. That's what I meant to say. I love Boys to Men.
Absolutely.
Those guys could sing.
Oh, big time.
And I like the one guy with the deep voice that had the cane.
I think he's out of the group.
Yeah, I don't think he's around anymore.
Yeah.
I think he has medical issues or something. And then also, like, beef with them, too.
Yeah,
oh, really?
there's issues. Yeah. But there should be a New Edition movie, right?
There is a New Edition movie.
There is
you didn't know that?
A real one?
A real movie, yes.
A real New Edition movie.
A real New Edition movie. BET put it out like last year, 2 years ago.
No, yeah, I missed it.
Seriously, it's a two-parter.
It was so good.
Two-parter.
Who played Bobby?
So good.
Man, I forgot.
I'll check it out.
Okay.
Wait, it was a movie, not a doc?
No, a movie. A real movie.
So good.
Bobby, that's my dude. Yes, sir.
All right, well, DeMarco Farr is in today for Sedano. And it is the Sedano and Cap Show here on 710 ESPN. Hey, DeMarco, I want to ask you. It's been 2 weeks since the big 7-10 softball extravaganza. And when I gave up the home run to Beto Duran, as Beto was rounding second to third, I was walking towards him thinking that we might throw hands on the spot. And what happened is Beto pointed right at me. He's like, ah, like he gave me my own point right in my face.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I turned around and I can still see it in slow motion. Here you come running from the dugout. And again, it's slow motion.
Yeah,
I can see you. Your arms are pumping. You got a big smile on your face. Your hands are in the air. I was like, did he just win the Super Bowl or did he just win our softball game? It's 2 weeks later, DeMarco. Are you still in celebration mode a la when you were a Rams player?
Oh, yeah, I'm basking. I'm telling you, I'm basking. And that me running around with my hands up. I don't know the difference, Super Bowl or trying to win a softball game. It's all the same. I want to win. So, but most of that you saw was actually for Clinton Yates. You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, because Clinton was, you know, Mr. Serious, and he wanted to win, and you know all that stuff. So, he got my competitive juices going. So I was talking trash to him most of the game. I was just doing it in a low key way, but all my stuff, everything I said, was directed at him. I said we're only four back. We're getting close. And then we hit those bombs in a row, and I said, look out, here we come. And then when Beto came up, we walked two. We had two on base, and then he hits the walk-off. I said, I told you. And it was just seeing him walk off quiet just brought something out in me. So it wasn't you. I forgot you were actually the pitcher. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, dude. I'm the one who gave up the three home runs in a row.
Oh,
and I'm the one that gave up the walk-off.
My bad. I'm sorry.
But and listen, because I have to deflect away from myself that I did give up these bombs and a walk-off bomb at that, you know, I just blame Kurt Sandoval from Channel 7 because, in my opinion, he was backpedaling, had the ball in his glove. Once he hit the fence and turned and rolled backwards, he became more concerned with his fall than catching the ball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah.
So, listen.
That's the difference between a professional athlete and a guy just playing on Monday night. He's got to work tomorrow.
Right. Weekend warrior versus, you know, real pro.
Right.
Oh,
no
my
doubt.
God. And poor Kurt. Sir. Poor Kurt every day turns on the radio, and every day there's just me going, you know, he's going to take this one to the grave.
Wow.
This is the one where he gets done shaving in the morning, and he looks in the mirror, and he looks in his own eyes. He has to know, I had that ball.
Wow.
And I dropped it.
Yep. Forever.
And you know what? The truth of the matter is, our softball game 2 weeks ago was about 100 times more exciting than the All-Star game in Dodger Stadium. I mean, it was dramatic.
We had fun. You know what's funny? I get heat sometimes from the Tampa Bay Bucs, the 1999 Tampa Bay Bucs. Warren Sapp in particular. Oh, my God, my brain. The linebacker.
Derek Brooks.
Derek Brooks and
How
John
Lynch.
Did that
come out of my mind? I don't know where that came
from.
Sorry,
I got other stuff on my mind. But yeah. They give me heat sometimes because I had forgotten about the Bert Emanuel not catch thing. Remember that?
No. Tell me.
It was a no catch in the NFC Championship game, Rams versus Tampa, where the ball hit the ground. I think today it would have been a catch by replay, but it was ruled incomplete, and they think it might have changed the game. I haven't even thought of that play. I don't even care. I didn't even know Kurt almost dropped the ball. All I know is we won. That's it, right?
When you won the Super Bowl, though, how long after the Super Bowl did it take to, like, come back to real life? And I ask it like this because it's 2 weeks after this softball game, and it's still the number one thing so many of us are talking about because, you know, it was so dramatic, the finish of it all. I don't even feel bad about giving up the walk-off home run.
Oh, I'm because, not, yeah, I'm not so letting good. This go. I'm still talking. I saw Kirk with Laura on Twitter. Kirk came in with a softball jersey.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, she had me dying because Kirk was like, put this jersey in the rafters. And what did you say?
I said, but you lost,
but
though.
But you lost, though, right? You can't put that jersey in the rafters. That's an L. So I am basking in this forever. You know why? We don't have to play again. We don't have another game next week. No. You know what I mean? Right. No.
But more like Battle of the Network Superstars are coming, if you will.
Oh, cool.
Because now Sedano and Ireland, who were not part of the softball game, they want to do a big basketball thing during the NBA All-Star game, which is just... It's just people are waiting to get hurt.
How
I can assure
turn
you of that.
Out? Yeah, I heard basketball doesn't... It hurts. Yeah. I think softball is cool. Softball or bowling?
Oh, I like the
bowling
concept.
Yeah,
I do.
Basketball's kind of rough on people, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's a good idea. We should try and stay away from all sports where middle-aged dudes might get hurt, and we should just try and do skill competitions rather than actual sports.
Oh, fair enough. You know, when I was a player, we really couldn't play basketball because it was dangerous, right, especially close to training camp. So we had the no running, no jumping league. So imagine full court basketball. This is all big dudes, offense and defensive linemen. You know, some athletes, just big, but the rule is no running, no jumping. Now imagine that basketball game.
Wow, that's a slow game right there.
Oh, but it's fun, though.
Right. Right. No running, no jumping.
No running, no jumping league. Oh,
foul,
it was great.
He ran, foul. He just jogged.
If you run, turnover. If you jump, turnover.
I love it.
Yeah.
Man. That's hilarious. So DeMarco is in for Sedano today. Let me throw something at you and get your opinion on this. And Morales ripped me in the opening of the show today, saying that you just want to have fun, and here's me wanting to talk sports with you. I'm not going to talk too much, okay? But here goes.
Yeah.
What did you think of Kyler Murray today?
Wow.
Having pretty much calling his own press conference to defend himself because everybody is ridiculing this poor young guy. I say poor, $235 million. Everybody's ridiculing this kid because he signed this contract that said he has to put in the work. What do you think about
you know,
all this?
It's funny. I go back a long ways with the Cardinals because I was in St. Louis. They were the team that left before we got there. So I would hear stories about the Bidwells, the Cardinals, the way they did business. So for me, this is par for the course. That being said, that's crazy. But it makes total sense for them that news would get out. I'm not shocked that you would put some sort of clause in there in writing that you have to make sure you want good return on your investment. That's a lot of money. They want to make sure that he is just as invested. That's almost like Cam Newton when he was drafted. The Carolina Panthers owners told him no tattoos. Remember that?
Oh, man, barely. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's first. No tattoos, like the Yankees with Steinbrenner. Yeah, no long hair. It's just the way we do things. I don't begrudge the Cardinals for putting that in there. I'm shocked it got out. I am really shocked that got out because now you have to answer questions about it, and it makes your quarterback, your franchise guy, look bad. That's horrible. So I feel bad for Kyler, but it makes me happy as a Rams fan because it seems like Arizona is still slightly dysfunctional.
Yeah,
very
right.
Talented, but still dysfunctional.
Right. Well, you know what? We'll play it for everybody. You got to hear how Kyler Murray defends himself against all the ridicule that he's been taking here over the last week or so. You'll hear it coming right back. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Warn you.
That's BBD.
Yeah.
Yeah. Belle Biv DeVoe.
They're going to be in concert, I think, at the Microsoft with Genuine.
All of them or just or Belbeuf DeVoe?
I will confirm who all of them, but okay.
I believe it's just Belbeuf DeVoe. Okay. Genuine
is another guy.
Oh, my God.
Show.
He's, oof.
I will never take my wife to that show.
Really?
Never.
Why is that?
Never. Mm. He can sing. He looks good. And the dude can dance. Mm. Like male stripper dance. Mm-hmm.
So what happens? Ladies throw their panties on the stage?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You're powerless.
Yep. Yeah. Nothing you can do about it, huh?
No, not at all. Yeah. He's coming in concert, huh?
Yeah, Microsoft.
We should go to that, Cap.
I'll go.
I'm going. Yeah.
I mean, like, we'll double date.
I would love to do that.
I can't go with Cap to this concert. That would be sus.
Yeah, for sure.
That would be sus.
I throw my panties on the stage.
Oh, God.
See?
That's sus, man.
You know what sus is.
DeMarco's in for Sedano. It's Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Okay, so DeMarco, we were talking about this Kyler Murray situation.
Yeah.
All right, let's play this for everybody. Kyler Murray comes to a press conference today. And he pretty much calls his own press conference to defend himself. People are making fun of this young guy. A lot of people, by the way, DeMarco, seem very offended by this. Like, how dare they put this kind of stuff in a contract for this kid?
You can take anything the wrong way, Cap. You know that.
I know, but I just feel like you're an employer. You're paying somebody $200+ million.
Yep.
And the reputation, I don't know if it's true or not. I'm not there. The reputation is, he's a young, immature guy. That's what I've always been, always heard.
I'll say this before we get to the clip. Remember, Bo Jackson is a great example of this when he was talking about his days at Auburn. Now, Bo has always been Bo. Fantastic athlete, give him the ball and stand back, right? He would practice a little slow because he's saving it for game day, right? But he said he had a coach that would be screaming, blood on the saddle, blood on the saddle, like you have to run hard every single carry in practice. And Bo is like, are you out of your mind? You know, I'm doing the running. You're just doing the yelling. And then Bo said, I'm so happy I didn't listen to this guy because I would have probably wore myself out. So there's always going to be a difference. They think you need to do more. You do just enough. You do just enough as an athlete to be as great as you can be on game day. Sometimes there'll never be enough you can do for them, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, but it's kind of like a golf swing. I know this is going to sound a little weird. You know, if you watch all these PGA Tour players or LIV Tour players, whichever one you prefer nowadays, everybody swings differently.
Yeah.
But ultimately, they all hit the ball, and generally, it goes straight down the fairway. But everybody's swing looks different because everybody got their own style. So what I'm saying is that just because one thing worked for Peyton Manning doesn't mean that that's exactly the formula for Kyler Murray.
Well, yeah, true. But here, like, remember Cooper Kupp when he answered that question and he gave you a full breakdown of the play and the concept?
Okay.
That's what you want because he studies. He cares. Aaron Donald's the same way. He studies. He cares. Now, if your number one guy is just going in there and basing everything he does on game day on athletic ability, that would scare coaches. You know, if there's something he doesn't know, his only instinct is to run. Now, there's more to it to football. There's other options. But if you don't know, if you don't study, you're going to be hamstring on game day. So yeah. I get both sides on this.
Listen, I'm on the side of the Cardinals. And because if I had to choose a side, I'd say, listen, I'm paying you $230 million. I expect you to be an ultimate professional. I get that
my
you were
my quarterback, yeah. Right.
I understand that in high school, you could just freewheel and you could be great. And then I understand that you could be in college and be that exceptional that you could win a Heisman Trophy. But I'm just here to tell you, this is the best of the best of the best. You know, there were 5 million people playing high school football.
True.
There were 5,000 playing college football. And now there's 500 playing in the NFL. So these are the elite of elite. So we need you to also concentrate on the mental side
right.
to put that together with this brilliant athleticism that you have.
Well, I can't wait to hear the quote. I haven't heard it. I want to hear him defend himself.
Here's Kyler Murray earlier today. This is what he had to say.
Again, reiterate that, you know, there's multiple different ways to watch film. And, you know, of course, we all watch film. Let's not that doesn't need to be questioned. But it's again, I refuse to let my work ethic, my preparation be being questioned. You know, I've put an incomprehensible amount of time and blood, sweat, tears, and work into what I do, whether it's football or baseball. You know, people can't even comprehend the amount of time that it takes to do two sports at a high level in college, you know, let alone do it, you know, be the first person to do it ever at my size. It's, like I said, this is it's funny, but I, you know, to those of you out there that believe that I'd be standing here today in front of y'all without having a work ethic and without preparing, I'm honored that you think that, but it doesn't exist. It's not possible. So that's all I have on that. If y'all want to talk about football or anything else,
not really.
He sounds like Elizabeth Holmes. Like doesn't said, he know?
You want to talk about football?
No, not football. Really. I don't want to talk about football. I want to talk about this contract.
I want to talk about this. He's right, though. He's right. But this is why, and I'll have to say this. He's a fantastic athlete, and I think he's one of the best. At his best, I still think about that game. What?
It was like early in the season last year.
October 3rd, mm-hmm. when he absolutely filleted the Rams defense. It was embarrassing what he was doing. When he's at his best, he is a problem. But this is why I wouldn't have drafted him. Because he's an athlete, man. You're going to have to let him do what he does. If you try to make him study, you're going to take something away from the guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's just it. Is like, okay, Peyton Manning, for example. You know, everybody's talking about Pat McAfee, the radio host who played for the Indianapolis Colts, and he played with Peyton Manning, and he told this story on his show that Peyton Manning would study and study and study. Peyton Manning was a great quarterback. But Kyler Murray is a world-class athlete.
Yeah.
And all I'm saying is that Kyler Murray's been getting away by being a world-class athlete, whereas Peyton Manning...
Well, not getting away. He's been having success with the way he plays the position. Not getting away with it. You know, that's just the way he plays.
But whereas Peyton Manning had to do every last little mental thing in addition to all the physical things because he was not clearly as gifted.
Oh, yeah. If Peyton Manning could run as fast as Kyler Murray, he wouldn't study as much. You know what I mean? That's just the way it is. Yeah, I mean, that's part of his game is improv. And you don't want to take that away from him. That's what makes him successful. Part of this is just that art, that magic, that stuff that happens. We call it the jazz session when the play breaks down, when the original read isn't there and he starts to move around and then big things happen. That's how he won the Heisman. He's that guy. So you know when you drafted him or you knew when you drafted him, this is what we got. I don't know why you would try to change guys now that you have him. It doesn't make any sense.
Here's my question, though. You're the organization. You gave this guy a $200-plus million contract. Who leaks this? Because my thought is that it's leaked by somebody inside the organization. What's your goal here?
There's only two groups. It's either came from Kyler's side or the team. Who else would know?
Right. And so why would you ever think that it would be a good idea to put this out for people to then ridicule your quarterback and then have him standing around defending himself all the damn time?
Okay, reading the tea leaves, right? Okay, so I know a lot of people in the Arizona media and part of that organization. Did you know I used to coach there? I was an intern there for 2 years.
I did not know that.
So what year was that? 04, 05? Somewhere in there. This is when I was coaching in Europe. I was actually with Denny Green. So I would go to Europe and then come back and do training camp with the Cardinals.
What team were you at in NFL Europe?
Berlin Thunder. Yeah.
Okay. By the way, I just want you to know, same period of time, I was there also. I was broadcasting those games on the NFL Network.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Okay, we were 9-1. 9-1, we won the World Bowl, and the next year we lost. Yeah.
I remember going over there, and I can tell you, I went to Frankfurt to call, like, Frankfurt versus, I don't know, may have been you guys, Berlin.
Yeah.
And then the following week, we went to Amsterdam, which was the home base of NFL Europe.
Oh, that's so much fun.
And then we went to Dusseldorf to do games. Dude, it was the greatest time ever.
Hey, you cannot put a professional football team in Amsterdam. It's just not going
to
work.
Dude, all I wanted to do was play for the Amsterdam Admirals. Oh, that's all I wanted to do.
Oh, my God. First of all, they're smoking in the stands. they are. They're smoking in the stands, and everybody had a whistle cap. Imagine a professional football game where everybody in the stand has a whistle, bro. Oh, my God. It was crazy.
So you were saying you coached for Arizona.
Yeah, so I was there. I know a lot of those guys there, so we kept in touch. The Kyler Murray experience. So, you know, we see these guys on game day and we compare notes. You know, we may give them some stuff from the inside, vice versa. We trade info. Half the stuff doesn't make air. We just, you know, for context, for game day stuff. And I've heard some negative stuff about Kyler Murray, about maybe his teammates don't like him. And then you start to watch him during the game. He does do some uncharacteristic stuff for quarterback, as in if he goes 3-and-out or the offense has stagnated, you'll look for him on the sideline where you'll see most quarterbacks with the iPad, with the coordinator or the head coach and the backup quarterback, and they're trying to figure out what to do, right? They're studying plays. You've seen this 1,000 times,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Kyler Murray goes off and stands by himself. So it's an odd situation. It is. If he's feeling good and he feels untouchable, you're probably going to win that day. But if he's disconnected, you saw that last playoff game against the Rams.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you knew their bags were packed when they got there. They probably knew that in practice by his body language. So, but that's the heaven and hell of Kyler Murray. When he's feeling good, he's great. When he's not, you're going to know it too.
I just don't feel like it's so offensive that they asked him to sign this addendum. And in the end, let me just say, he signed it.
Yeah,
you know,
of course he did.
He signed it because the reputation has been he doesn't put in the same kind of work that other great NFL quarterbacks do. That's the reputation. I don't know if it's accurate or not. They obviously thought that was the case.
Okay, so here's the thing, right? This is back when I was playing, and even till now. I mean, it's just the little things of football. Baseball has a bunch of unwritten rules. So does football, except this stuff doesn't extend to the field. This is just practice stuff because in the NFL, you practice more than you play. So if I'm sitting there and I'm a lineman and I'm, you know, I went through practice. We just had our post-practice meeting, and then I have to do a post-practice lift and whatnot. And it's just a bunch of guys hanging out after work. You know, this is extra time. If I see my quarterback skip out on a meeting or just miss something or he's the first one out the door, that's going to take away some of my motivation. You know what I mean? Why am I working harder than this guy? You know, if he's going home, I'm going home. So it does help the team when some of your best players, i.e. your quarterback, is the hardest worker. It drags everyone else with you. That's the direction you want to go. You don't want a guy that just shows up, practices, and then leaves. That sends the team in the wrong direction.
I thought this was really, really entertaining today when Kyler Murray found himself having to defend all of this. And when they said to him, you know, well, we want to talk more about it. He's like, no, I just want to talk about football. You're a football player. This is a football contract. We are talking football.
That's
all right, stick around, everybody. DeMarco is in for Sedano. What you need to know is how much it costs to go to a baseball game. And we're all going to find out what that is together next. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.